People love to say the Bible condones witches, but have you ever actually looked into what it says? Because the way it's been told and the way it was actually written, not the same thing. Everyone brings up Exodus 22:18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. But here, what they don't mention. The original Hebrew didn't say witch. It said kashab. And that word is more about manipulating the fate, bending the natural order. Basically, this wasn't about casting spells. It was about who had control over the unseen forces. But if magic was so forbidden, why was Bible full of it? Solomon literally summoned spirits. Moses turned his staff into a snake. The Magi, they were astrologers reading the stars to find Jesus. And Jesus himself, healing the sick, raising the dead, multiplying food. That's straight up energy work, alchemy, something else entirely. So what was actually forbidden? Was it witchcraft itself? Or was it certain people having access to it? Because some were punished and others were praised. And that's the real question no one wants to answer. Maybe it was never about stopping the magic. Maybe it was about controlling who gets to use it.